This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Boston Herald's regional high school sports editor, Danny Ventura. Danny, welcome. Thanks for joining us again this week.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right, Danny, we have the big Division I state semifinal game involving St. John's Prep versus Central Catholic. This will be their second meeting of the season, Prep losing the first one. How are you seeing this matchup this Friday night at Colley Stadium in Lowell?
I kind of like the way the Prep is playing. I think they seem to settle on a quarterback, and they certainly have the skill position kids. They're as good as anybody in the state. I like the way Brian, he's got this team going right now.
Yeah, they seem to be a different team than they were back when they lost to Central Catholic earlier this year.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, what they did to Andover last week was pretty impressive, and they showed that, you know what, we can throw the ball, but we can run the ball as well. And getting Carson Brown back is huge, because now you can't just focus on one part of their offense. You know, if you want to try to take away the receivers, you know, which is easier said than done, they have a Carson Brown who can just pound it right up the gut. And they also had a kid, Cameron LaGrassa, who was over 100 yards. So, I mean, it's almost like pick your poison when you're trying to defend these guys now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, there were some injury issues and so on with the Prep. So there you go, St. John's Prep versus Central Catholic. Any note, what are you hearing from the Central Catholic side of things at all?
Well, I think he's done. I don't think it's his best team overall. I don't think he has the depth that he's had, but they still have some good quality players that got to a Super Bowl last year. You know, they shut out Everett, which, I know it's not the Everett team of yesteryear, but still, I mean, anytime you can shut out Everett, that's pretty good. So their defense has been very good. You know, it seems like, since the Andover game, I think they've cleaned up some things. So, I mean, I think it's one of the best matchups of the weekend, no question about it.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to jump to Division Five, where Bishop Fenwick is taking on North Reading at Manning Field and Lynn. So that's a D5 state semifinal game. I've seen both of these teams, Danny, and they both look very similar. And I think it should be a great, great matchup as well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Fenwick, it's like, they graduate all these guys, and it's like, well, this is the year they're going to take a step back, but here they are. I mean, and the only loss is to Fian, and we've seen how good Fian is. So, I mean, Dave's done another terrific job. North Reading is a team that, a lot of us have felt from day one that to win the Division V state title, you were going to have to go through them. They pretty much had the nucleus back from a team that got to the Super Bowl last year, losing to Swampscott. So, I mean, it may be Division Five in number, but I honestly think it's a top five game this weekend. I think it has that type of potential.
No, I agree with you. Great game. Let me just jump through to another couple of other local teams here. St. Mary's is taking on Rockland 5:30 on Friday down at Walpole High School. And St. Mary's is, like Fenwick, St. Mary's has played a pretty rugged schedule this year.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a type of team, I don't know Dave Brown's injury situation. I mean, certainly they're going to have their hands full. Rockland is the defending champion. And a lot like North Reading, they were a team that came into the season with a lot of guys back off a team that did win a Super Bowl. So they know what it takes at this level to get it done. I think it's going to be a tough matchup for St. Mary's, but they seem to find ways to get it done.
Well, I agree with you on that. And Dave Brown is scheduled to play this Friday, so he should be back.
That's certainly helpful.
Yeah, that would help them.
That's a Captain Obvious statement that Dave Brown would be helpful.
That's why we have you here, Dan. I mean, for stuff like that.
I major in the simplistic.
Yeah, he's had 9 touchdowns in the last 3 weekends, and he didn't play last weekend. So there you go.
Right. He's a nightmare for anybody on both sides of the ball.
Exactly. No, really. Now, Amesbury, this is a team I also saw once. In fact, I saw Amesbury the night they beat North Reading, and they were awesome that night. And they're playing West Boylston, also in Lowell, but that's a 5 o'clock game on this Friday night in D7.
Right, the early bird special. Amesbury's had a terrific year. Their one loss was to Linfield, and you don't want to disparage Linfield's accomplishment. You wonder how much did North Reading emotionally and physically take out of them that night. But since that loss, they've righted the ship very nicely, and here they are. And they're a team that, you know, certainly been one of the top teams in D7 all year.
No, absolutely. And now on to Division 8 KIPP, a team that I got a chance to see this year. I'm very impressed with some of the athletes on this team, and they're taking on Oxford out at Ayer Shirley High School on Friday night in a 6 o'clock game. That's in D8, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, KIPP is, I mean, you know, it's a program that's still in its infancy stages. I mean, they've only been around 4 or 5 years, and the strides they've taken are amazing. You know, Juan Settlesing, I'm sure I pronounced his name incorrectly. His name is as tough as it is to defend him, but he has had an incredible season. You know, the numbers he's put up, it's like every week, it's like you figure, all right, you know, what do you do for an encore? And he surpasses it. And, you know, they've knocked off Lowell Catholic, who's very good. So, I mean, that tells you, you know, where they stand right now.
Yeah, he is very impressive. In fact, the game that I saw him play in, he was coming off the flu that week. So he wasn't probably not at 100%, but you would not know it, that's for sure, in that game. Hey, in Division II on one of the brackets, you've got CM and Milford. Milford, the number one seed in Division II, not CM as we've talked about in the past. But does Milford have a shot here?
I mean, I think the fact that CM is banged up a little bit, I think it gives them more of a chance. They are a very, very, very physical team. They will not be physically. They will not be intimidated by CM. But the concern you would have is, can they handle CM's speed? Because CM does have a lot of speed, and if they get ahead, good luck trying to catch them. But it's an interesting matchup for sure. You know, they Milford does play with a little bit of an edge. It'll be interesting to see how that shapes up against CM.
Danny, another team, I have not seen this team. In the past years, I have seen Wakefield High School, but they're taking on North Attleboro. They've had a fantastic undefeated season so far this year. That program has completely turned around. I didn't know if you've had any insight on Wakefield football at all.
I mean, at the beginning of the year, they were not a team a lot of people talked about. And it's funny because they're coming out. You know, we did a story on them last week. Their coming out party was actually against Stoneham, which is a night that all the media was there, but they were not there for Wakefield. They were there because Bob Almeida was going for his 200th win. And Wakefield just, took the wind out of their sails right away. Really, really put the wood to them pretty good that night. And, then they wind up beating Woburn, who was a solid Division II team. And they're very well coached. I mean, that's a good matchup. North Attleboro, program that's always good. And, they want to get back to the Super Bowl.
You mentioned Stoneham. And, in past years I've seen Stoneham. Very impressed. Obviously a great football program. They're playing Cardinal Spelman. Not till Saturday afternoon, however, in the Division VI semis. But they've compiled a great season as well.
Yeah, it's not one of Bob's best teams, but they're very sound. They don't beat themselves, and they got a terrific tournament draw. They wound up getting two teams with sub 500 records, and hey, that's the way it goes. And they've cashed in, and now they get a Spelman team who was all over the news early in the season when their coach quit. And they essentially do not have a head coach. They've got three or four guys who are just basically running the show. And here they are, one win away from playing in Gillette. I mean, that's as improbable a story as you're going to find.
Yeah, that is. You would not have figured that out or forecast that several weeks ago. And I was at that Fenwick game when they played Spelman. And that next day, the coach stepped down, or that night he stepped down after the game.
Right.
But yeah.
And they got pounded the first 2 weeks after that. And, they've found a way to get it done. Now, from what people have said, because I was surprised they beat Winthrop, but people have said that Winthrop was very banged up, physically had several guys out.
All right, Dan, I've asked all the questions that I needed to ask, the nuts and bolts here that I see with North Shore teams this weekend. Well, anything else you're watching in North Shore High School football or any other high school notes you want to share with us?
I'm gonna go through the other game. It's always interesting when you see Springfield Central, Ken Methuen play with them. I mean, I don't know if they can. I don't know if anybody can. I mean, Springfield is that good. You get out of Division II, the other matchup, you have King Philip against Bishop Feehan, who's kind of, been kind of the giant killer in the tournament. They've knocked out two undefeated teams. on the road, and, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. I mean, that game is very interesting, the King Philip game against Bishop Feehan, because they're both in the same area. Now, I'm sure a lot of the kids know each other, and that's going to be a war, because King Philip just plays, you know, they line up and want to punch you in the face, and, you know, if you're willing to take it, fine. If not, and they're another team that, you know, they're a lot like Stoneham. You know, they're not going to beat themselves. They're just so well coached. They don't do a lot of things, but what they do well, and good luck trying to defend it.
Got anything planned for the newspaper Saturday or Sunday this weekend?
We'll have tons of coverage. We have most of the games out there, as well as the other sports as well. You know, we're wrapping up the state championships in a lot of sports, field hockey, boys and girls soccer, volleyball, cross country.
Dan, it's been an overwhelming time of the year the last couple of weeks, I'm sure, for you and the Herald sports writers. Hey, where do you have Matt Roy assigned this weekend?
Trying to think. I mean, I have not officially assigned him yet. Do you have any ideas?
Well, it doesn't matter to me. I'm away this weekend.
Oh, okay. Do you want to take him with you?
No. Well, I'd take him with me.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, is this a story within the story?
No.
Newell slams Roy. There's a Herald lead for tomorrow.
Now we're gonna try to track down Matt Roy to get him as a guest soon here. Yeah, but no, he's done a great job. My paths have crossed with him a few times this fall, so it's been great to see him. Yeah,
he's a great target for everyone to tee off on, but he does a terrific job.
He does. He absolutely does. Yeah. So.
And he takes the slings and arrows with a good sense of humor, which is good.
Yeah. Well. I know I can't, but there you go. Well, Danny, always good talking with you. Thanks so much for all of your time this year, and hopefully we'll touch base again soon here in the days ahead.
Absolutely. Had a blast.
All right. There he is, Danny Ventura, the regional high school sports editor for the Boston Herald, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.